Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence the Sabbath morning worship.
Hallelujah, 奉主的圣名, 开始我们今天早上的聚会。
Actually, according to the GA schedule, for every quarter, we have to do at least four sermons in relationship with our family.
根据, 每一种的安排表, 每一季我们教会要有四次的一个, 亲子关系的这个专题的一个讲道。
First, I would like to say that I'm really not an expert on, you know, on children or relationship in itself.
当然, 对我来说, 我也不是这方面的专家。
Because I myself do not have children.
因为我自己还没有小孩。
And if you ask my wife, by far, I'm not a perfect husband.
那如果我太太的话, 我也不是一个完美的丈夫。
But what I want to do this morning actually is to remind one another, how can we follow the will of God and be able to teach our children and teach those who are around us?
但是今天早上我想跟大家分享的是, 怎么从圣经里面, 重新来提醒我们, 在这方面的道理。
Maybe for young people who are not married, and then you say, what am I doing here? Why do I have to listen to this kind of stuff?
对于年轻人还没有结婚的人来说, 他们会觉得说, 为什么我会在, 要在这里听这些呢?
And maybe for the old mamas and papa, you also say, why do I have to listen to this kind of stuff? My children are already married and are old already.
那对于一些在座的一些老人家来说, 他们也会觉得说, 为什么我要坐在这边呢? 我小孩都长大结婚了。
But actually, this understanding our children is more like understand human nature or understanding our fellow brethren.
其实了解小孩，了解自己的孩子，其实就像去了解人性，了解我们的弟兄姐妹一样。
Because the techniques that the Bible teaches, how to understand our children, is the same way how to understand one another as human being.
因为了解我们小我们的孩子的这些技巧，其实也可以应用在我们人际关系上面。
So by doing this, it's very important when we have fellowship with brother and sister. We use these kind of techniques that the Bible teaches us. Then we can develop a such great relationship with one another.
通过了解这些技巧, 我们也可以, 跟弟兄姐妹之间建立一个更好的关系。
But my hope is for the older generation.
当然这个也是这一我希望对于那些 老一代的人。
Because many of you live for many years already, so you have the experience, so you can share this wisdom with the younger people.
你们在座很多都有很多的人生的阅历, 我希望你们可以把这些阅历传给下一代。
For example, we know that Pastor Liang, he's been serving God for over 30 years.
就像, 梁传道, 他已经服侍神30年了。
And when I talk to him about certain situations, because he has so much experience, so the situation that the solution he gave me to resolve the situation is very quick and simple.
当我有时候跟他分享到一些困难的时候，因为他人生的阅历，他很快就可以给我一个很直接简单的方式来解决。
So because of this, then when I talk to a brother and sister, then it's very easy for me to be able to interact with them because the wisdom that Pastor Liang has, he has passed it on to me.
这样子我 从他那边领受到这些的智慧，我也可以跟大弟兄姐妹分享。
Because after all, we are one family in Christ.
毕竟我们在主内是一家。
So the older generation, we should use our experience to teach the younger generation.
那, 老一辈的人应该把, 经验传给下一辈的人。
So what is the most important about about the world, understanding our children?
那要了解我们孩子的重要性在哪里呢?
So when should we start to teach things of God?
首先, 我们什么时候应该教育我们小孩关于神的事情呢?
Keep in mind, when we talk about children, also talk about our spiritual children, members who just first got baptized, right? This is also very important.
当我们在讲到小孩子的时候，也讲到灵性上的孩子，就是那些刚受洗的弟兄姐妹们。
So how, when should we start to teach our children?
那什么时候我们开始要教导他们呢?
What do you think?
你们觉得呢?
This is a question, yeah, so in more interaction.
这是一个给你们的问题。
When should we start teaching our children?
我们什么时候该, 教育我们小孩关于神的事情呢?
Especially the things of God.
特别是, 神的道理。
2 months old. Okay, Mama picked 2 months old.
我妈妈说两个月大的时候。
Why 2 months, Mama?
为什么两个月大呢?
Maybe there's a time they can pray, kneel down and pray to God, and they can. Oh, to feed the bottle, or when you build intake, okay.
我妈妈说就是吃奶的时候，就是要去叫他们要开始祷告。
Actually, we know and understand that the younger we teach the children, the better it is.
那其实我们知道，越小的时候教育他们，其实是越好的。
From a psychological point of view, actually, we should teach our children when even during the pregnancy of the mother, when the baby is in the womb.
根据心理学家的观点，其实在他们在母胎的时候就应该开始教育他们。
For example, most children when they grow up, if their parents and their mother are depressed.Then when they grow up, they also have some kind of depressive symptoms.
要是他们的母亲在他们成长的过程中有忧郁症的话，那他们成长的过程也很容易得到忧郁症。
So that's why we always encourage mothers during your pregnancy, right? First, do not argue with your husband too much, and do not be sad all the time and moody all the time.
因此教导那些怀孕的妈妈们在怀孕期间。不要太难过，不要经常跟丈夫吵架。
But at the same time, you ask the husband, right, to be so nice to the wife, right? Don't aggravate her. Whatever she wants, you gotta go and get it for her.、Right?
那同时也在勉励丈夫们，那段时间也不要跟他们吵架，他们想要什么，尽量去满足他们。
Because the mother's mood will affect the baby is in the mother's womb.
因为母亲的心情会影响到在那个胎儿的心情。
Because the way we think will send a certain chemical.To the baby.
因为我们所思所想的会有一些元素会进到孩子肚子的里面的孩子。
I think I shared this with some of you before.
那我想我有跟大家分享过。
I have a coworker when I was working. I had a coworker. She's also a Christian.
我在以前在工作的时候，我有一个同事。
And she usually loved this, you know, one song that you know, contemporary Christian music. She always played this during her pregnancy.
她很喜欢一首基督教派的音乐，所以在她怀孕。期间她经常在听
and then she realized when the you know when the, she about six seven months and the, when every time the baby hear the music the baby start to jump inside the stomach right start to move around
那当她怀孕到六七个月的时候每次当她听这段音乐的时候她小孩都会在肚子里面跳动
and then when the baby was born
当小孩出生之后
and whatever music she put the baby doesn't move but when she put that certain music on the baby in the crib he would like move aroundBecause when the baby in the mother's womb, the audio condition, right, to hear this kind of music.
因为在他母胎里面的时候，他已经习惯了听某一类的音乐。
So that's why it's so wonderful when we have children. The best thing for us to do is to bring them to church and listen to the word of God and listen to when people pray.
因此当我们怀孕的时候最好就是经常来到教会经常听到大家祷告唱诗
Just like my dog I'm not going to pay a dog to our children But even our dog My dog Every time we kneel down and pray She is so joyful She would come And lay right next to our feet right? And she just fall asleep there during the prayer
我用我的小狗做一个比喻但是当然我不是要用小狗跟小孩来做比较当我们跪下来祷告的时候我的小狗都会很开心的在我们旁边
Because when we kneel down and pray, for some reason, she knows that, you know, she just feels so peaceful. She just feels so comfortable and fall asleep during that time.
当我们在祷告的时候，出于某种原因，她都会觉得很喜乐，很平安的就会睡着了。
And just like my father when he was in hospital.
就像我的养父在医院的时候。
Because during that time, he was very afraid of dying.
他那时候很担心会过世
But every time he kneel down and pray
那每一次当他跪下来祷告的时候
He feels so confident
他就觉得说很受安慰
Even though he doesn't know really what we're saying to God
当然都不知道他都不知道我们的神讲的是什么
So that's why for us when we have kids even conceive with a baby we should kneel down and always pray and listen to the word of God
因此当我们怀孕的时候要经常跪下来祷告聆听神的旨意
Of course we always I think some of you already saw this diagram before
我想很多人都看过我上面这三个图
This is in our relationship with our children as we journey through life
这是我们在人生旅途当中跟小孩之间的关系
Which way is the best way to take care of our children?
那你们觉得说这三个里面哪一个是最好抚养小孩的方式呢
The first one, the parents are in the middle
那第一个是父母亲是在中间
And one child on one side, one child on the other side
一个小孩是各自在一边
And B is the child, the two children in the middle And then the parents are on the side
那第二种方式是两个小孩在中间，父母在两旁。
And C is one child, one parent, one child, one parent.
那第三种就是一个小孩一个母亲一个一个父母亲。
If we were to choose which diagram we want as we journey through life, which one is the best one?
那你们觉得哪一个是最好的呢
？B, Mama say B.
那有人说 B, 第二个。有人说第一个。
A. Anybody else? C.
有人说第三个。
So actually, it's very natural that we all have different ways to bring up our children, right? So some of us A, some of us B, some of us C. Right?
那很当然的，每个人都有他们的观点，如何要抚养小孩。
But according to research, but also it's biblical.
那根据研究也是根据圣经。
That A is the best one.
第一个是最好的。
Why? Because as parents, we need to be very close to one another.
那作为父母亲的两个人一定要非常的亲密。
Because when we close to one another, then our children cannot divide us.
这样子小孩才不能分开我们。
And C actually sometimes is very difficult.
那第三个有时候很难办到。
Because one time a father can favor one child, a mother can favor one child, and then it can split the whole family apart.
因为这样子会形成妈妈喜欢一个，爸爸喜欢另外一个，会分裂整个家庭。
Just like Esau and Isaac.
就像以扫跟跟雅各。
Yes. So the mother favored Isaac.
妈妈是喜欢雅各。
And the father favored Jacob. 那 Esau, not Jacob, Esau.
那爸爸是喜欢以扫。
And why is this? Because the father, he likes the gaming that Esau gave to him.
因为爸爸喜欢以扫打猎的东西。
So because of this, the mother pretty much conspired against the father and the other one.
那妈妈就相反的喜欢另外一个。
So this is also really not a good idea.
那第二个也并不是一个很好的方式。
Because a lot of relationship when our children are not at home, when they they grow up, they go to college, and then the wife and husband they have no relationship with one another.
因为当小孩长大离开家庭之后，丈夫与妻子之间就很难再沟通。
But actually, the better way is that a wife and husband should be one flesh.
那最好的方式是应该丈夫与妻子是一体。
So when we bring up our children, I try to understand our children, it's so important that our wife and husband work together as one person.
因此在抚养小孩长大的过程中很重要夫妻之间应该同心。
For example, if one child asks a mother, can I go here?
那举个例子好像小孩要是问妈妈他可不可以去那里。
And then the mother say no.
要是妈妈说不行的话
but the child knows if you go to the father going to say yes.
但是让小孩知道说要是他求爸爸的话爸爸肯定同意。
The child will go to the father say yes, and already the parents are divided.
那要是这样子的话这对父母就已经是意见有分歧了。
But if the child knows that the parents work together as one accord, so when the mother say no, she doesn't have to go ask her father, right? Because the father also will say no.
要是夫妻是同心一体的话，那小孩知道问完妈妈之后，他也不需要问爸爸，因为两个人意见是一样的。
That's why it's in the Bible a relationship between wife and husband is very special.
因此，在圣经里面记载，夫妻在父母之间的关系是非常特别的。
Because only with wife and husband we can be one flesh.
因为只有夫妻之间可以成为一体。
And with any other relationship we cannot be one flesh.
其他的人际关系没办法让我们成为一体。
But that's why it's wife and husband always work together. We can overcome everything.That we encounter, especially those great difficulties.
因此，要是夫妻同心是一体的话，那可以我们可以面对一切的困难。
I just give you one example before when Han and I were going to be married.
那我给你一个例子，像我跟我太太结婚之前。
So we have like four sets of parents.
我们有四组的家庭，四组的父母。
I have my biological parents.
我有我的生父母
That's one set.
这是一套一组
I have my adopted parents. That's a second set.
那我的养父母那是第二组
And then her, because her parents are separate, so her mother, then she is, her mother and another person. So this is a third set.
那因为我太太的家庭是离异的家庭，所以她妈妈再婚之后又有一个家庭。
She also has her father. That's another set. So four sets.
那她有另外一个爸爸，那就是
So at the time, actually, before we get married. Can we really satisfy all these four parents what we're going to do?
那在我们结婚之前，你觉得我们有办法满足这四组家庭的一切需要吗？
Because my mother-in-law is in the entertainment industry, so she wanted to invite like 500 people.
那就像我的岳母，她是在娱乐事业方面工作的，所以她想邀请很多人。
She knows many, many people.
因为她认识很多人。
But my Cambodian parents, because the Asian culture, because whoever invite them to their wedding, right, to the children's wedding, so they want to invite all those people to our wedding also, right?
像我的柬埔寨的生父母，因为根据亚洲的传统，要是他们之前有参加过那些人的婚礼的话，他们也想把他们全部请来我的婚礼。
Can you imagine my father's 83 years old? How many weddings have he gone to? So how many people have to invite? Many, many, many people.
想想看，我爸爸现在已经83岁了，他有经过多少个婚礼，多少的人？
But the big thing is, if we do not decide which parents to go with, then we can know how financially, right? Because they're not wedding.
那最重要的是，要是我们不能满足他们的需要的话，那经济方面就会出问题。
So there are times hard, I just make determination. We just pretty much work together. Whatever we feel that is good for us, we'll go that way.
那时候我跟我妻子就决定说，只要我们两个决定，要是我们觉得可以的，我们就会去做。
Because if we follow her parents, then my parents will be upset.
因为要是我们完全只是跟遵循我的岳父岳母的话，那我这边的父母也会不高兴。
And we follow my parents, her parents would be upset.
那要是只是听我这边的父母的话，那另外一边会不高兴。
So it doesn't matter what kind of situation we're in, as wife and husband, we work together, especially in understanding our children. If we work together as one accord, we always be able to train them up in the Lord and bring them truly to follow God's way.
因此，无论在什么情况下，要教养我们的小孩，父亲一定要同心。
If you have any question concerning all these things we're going through, the second session this afternoon, the first session this afternoon, we can have Q&A section, so we can interact more.
要是在座的有任何的问题的话，我们下午的第一节是有问与答的一个专题。
But in any relationship, we know it's important to. Every one of us heard this triangle before.
那我想在座都看过这个三角形。
If we as parents want to have good relationship with our children,
要是父母亲想跟孩子有好的关系的话,
the only way that we can reach that point is if we as parents are close to God.
那唯一的方式就是作为父母亲的要靠近神。
And only then, if our children are weak, we can pray to God and ask God to be able, to bring our children up. Also to be close to God.
那当我们小孩子软弱的时候，我们才可以祷告神，求神带领他们。
The only way to do this is by reading and praying.
那途径就是通过读经祷告。That's
why we are so confident, even though our children, when they are young, they go astray, but as long as we can continually to pray for them, sooner or later, God will bring them back.
因此我们可以很自信地说，即使我们小孩将来会迷途了，但是只要我们跟神的关系好，我们求神，他一定会带领我们的小孩。
But if we as parents are not close to God, then it's very difficult for our children also to be close to God.
但是要是作为父母亲的跟神的关系并不亲密的话，那也很对我们的小孩也很困难拥有一个跟神一个亲密的关系。
Because as parents, we have the most powerful prayer for our children.
因为父母亲的祷告是最有功效的。Because
as parents, we love our children unconditionally.
因为父母亲爱小孩是无条件的爱。So
because of this, when we pray to God, God truly can hear our prayer.
因此，当我们祷告的时候，神一定会垂听。Because
we know that there's another triangle, that is the upside down triangle.
但我们也知道有一个倒三角形。And
we know this is Satan.
我们知道这是撒旦。Down
here.
在下面。So
Satan, he really, especially for us as the chosen people of God.
那作为神的选民，
he wanted to bring us down.
他希望把我们拉下来到下面这个倒三角形里面。
Because when we, and if Satan be able to take our children, this means God also will be very hurt.
当撒旦把我们小孩也拉到下面的三角形的时候，神也会很受伤害。
So that's why it's so important if parents are strong, even though our children down here, we can pray that God gave them the strength to come up here.
因此作为父母亲一定要强壮，我们要即使小孩在下面的三角形，我们也可以求神把他们带回来。
As parents, we are weak and our children are weak, and then we're in danger of do the things of Satan.
但是要是两边都是软弱的时候，就很容易进入撒旦的迷惑当中。
So this is just a quick introduction.
这个只是很简单的介绍。
Maybe really should we remind ourselves as we as we try to understand our children.
那这些对于我们了解小孩都是非常重要。
And we have to remember that every child is very unique.
我们也知道每一个孩子都是特别的。
There's over 6 billion people in the world.
在世界上有超过60亿人。
And every single one of us, God gave us a different fingerprint.
神给我们每一个人都有不同的指模。
This means that a child can be the same way.
那我们小孩的个性也是如此。
Every child is very unique.
每个小孩都是特别的。
And when we develop a relationship with other people, between our brother and sister, they also are very unique.
当我们跟弟兄姐妹之间建立关系的时候，他们其实每个人也是特别的。
Because a lot of time when we develop relationship with another person, we always expect them to be like us.
当我们跟在人际关系的时候，我们通常都希望别人像我们一样。
For example, when I first met her.
首先，就譬如说我，当我刚认识我太太的时候
，She's a very slow and detailed person.
她是一个比较慢吞吞的人。
The first time I pick her up to go to dinner, I waited for her over 3 hours.
那第一次当我要带她出去吃晚餐的时候，我等了她3个小时。
And this is really aggravate me the most.
那就是很让我觉得很不适应。
Because everywhere I go, I'm always on time.
因为 我无论去哪里都是准时的。
And whatever I do it very quickly.
那我做什么也是要很迅速。
But of course, doing quickly also can be my weakness, because sometimes I don't do a good job. You do it too fast, right?
但是有时候做得太快的话也是一个弱点，因为有时候并不可能把事情做好。
But in the beginning, I want her to be like me, and she want me to be like her.
但是开始的时候，她希望我可以像她，但是同时我也希望她可以像我。
But it's not possible.
但是这是不可能的。
Just like our children.
就像我们的孩子。
Sometimes you make mistakes saying to children, "Why don't you be like your brother? I look at your brother. He's so smart. He's so good at this, good at that."
有时候我们会错误的就质疑我们的小孩，说为什么你不可以像你的哥哥一样？
If we do this and compare our children to one another, this is one of the biggest mistakes.
要是我们用我们的孩子去跟别人去跟其他人比较的话，那是最大的错误。
Because every child is very unique.
因为每个孩子都是特别的。
And as Asian parents, also sometimes we can be very negative toward our children.
有作为亚裔的父母亲，有时候我们都会比较给他们一些负面的评价。
In a sense that we really want them to be the best of the best.
因为我们的动机是希望他们可以成为最好中的最好。
But of course, that's not a bad thing.
当然这并不是错的。
But sometimes we push them too much.
但是有时候我们却逼得太紧。
Just like, you know, every single year, many college students commit suicide.
就像每年都有很多大学生会自杀。
And not surprisingly, most of the ones who commit suicide are Asian children, Asian students.
并不出乎意外的是，很多自杀的大学生都是亚裔学生。
Because they have so much pressure from their parents to do well in school.
因为他们从父母那边得到的压力实在太大。
Because I know sometimes you come, you know, you get your report card, you get your grades a B, and then your parents say, "Oh, that's the only thing you can do a B. Why don't you get an A?"
因为有时候当他们拿到成绩单的时候，父母只拿到一个 B 的时候，父母就会说，为什么你不可以拿到更好的成绩呢
？And we understand this is the way Asian parents we really push our children to be the best of the best.
这是亚裔父母教导小孩的一个方式，就是。
Some children works like that.
但是有些小孩的确吃这一套。
But some person like me, it does not work.
但是像我本人的话，这并不可以用。
I don't like people tell me what to do, right?
我不喜欢别人告诉我做什么。
Especially my parents, because at this age, I know exactly what I'm doing already.
在我这个年纪，我已经知道我该做什么。
But I want them to do is encourage me to do things.
我希望他们可以。做的是可以鼓励我做事情。
But not to use the reverse psychology, right? To say something negative so you can be positive, right? It doesn't work for a person like me.
却不是用一种反面的方式来好像激将法一样叫我们做事情。
So for example, if you look at this paper, right?
请看，就好像这张纸。
What do we see?
我们看到什么呢？
What do we see?
我们看到什么呢？
What do we see? It's not a trick question. Actually, a trick question. What do we see?
这是一个蛮
What do you see? Yeah, it's a dot, right? It's a black dot, right?
我们看到的是在白纸上有一个黑点。
And what else do you see?
那我们还看到什么呢？有人摇头。
You know, you see a big piece of white paper.
你没有看到，其实 那张纸是这是这边是一张很大的白纸吗
？Actually, human nature, we always see the negative sides of things.
作为人性，我们只会看到负面的东西。
So even your child is so wonderful in every aspect, but if you one weakness they have, you always pinpoint that one.
即使我们的小孩在各方面都是很好的，只是他有一方面不好，我们就只会看到这方面。
So that's why a lot of time when we look at this paper, we don't see all this beauty behind this black dot. All we see is this black dot.
当我们看到这张纸的时候，我们看不到。黑点以外的美丽，只看到这个黑点。
So with our children is like this.
我们对小孩也是如此。
But our children are very unique.
我们孩子是特别的。
And people are also very unique.
人也是特别。
But how can we truly understand our children?
我们要如何可以真正理解我们的孩子呢
？The first thing we need to do is listen to our children.
首先就是聆听他们。
Just like how do we understand one another when we try to develop a relationship with one another?
就像好像我们要跟弟兄姐妹之间建立关系的话，要如何去做呢
？We need to listen to one another.
我们要聆听。
That's why if you talk to any kind of psychologist, psychiatrist, their main job is to sit down and just listen to people's problems.
要是你认识一些心理学家们的话，他们主要的工作就是坐下来听别人的事情。
If you don't listen to people's problem, how can you understand them?
要是你不听他们的问题的时候，你如何可以了解他们呢
？But sometimes parents have this mistake. I'm your parents. You listen to me, and that's it. Right?
但是父母有时候会有一个盲点，觉得我是你的父母，所以你要听我的。
But if we do this, we can never develop good relationship with our children. We can never understand who they really are.
但是要是我们继续这样做的时候，我们就没有办法理解他们。
Listen to John chapter 8 verse 7.
请翻到约翰福音第
The book of John chapter 8 verse 7.
约翰福音第八章第七节。
John chapter 8 verse 7.
约翰福音八章七节。
So when they continue asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
第七节，他们还是不住地问，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁没有罪呢？谁可以先拿石头打他？
So this is the time that the Pharisee and the scribe took a woman who caught right-handed in adultery.
那当时，法利赛人跟文士就带着一个妓女到耶稣那边。
So during this time, they want to come to talk to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那时候他们想跟耶稣讲话。
So during the time, if our Lord Jesus Christ know that the Pharisees and the scribes are wrong, if he just say, forget it, don't talk, I'm not going to listen to you.
那时候，主耶稣要是只是觉得说他们是错的，他不想听的话。
And then he wouldn't understand really where they're coming from.
那他们也他耶稣就没有办法理解说到底他们观点是什么。
Even though he knew that they were wrong.
即使他知道他们是错的
，But our Lord Jesus Christ allowed them to speak their mind so he can answer them correctly.
但是他还是允许他们把他们的想法讲出来，以至晚点他可以去纠正他们。
So during the time he said, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first."
因此他后来才会说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。
If he did not allow them to talk and he not then listen to them, then he wouldn't be able to give a solution.To the situation that they enter.
要是他不先聆听的时候，他就没有办法给出正确的指示。
So the same thing with our children.
就像我们跟孩子之间。
Our children sometimes we know exactly they are wrong.
有时候我们心里也知道他们是错的。
But we want to know why are they wrong.
但是我们要知道为什么他们是错的。
What is going through their minds?
他们脑袋里面想的是什么
？Because a lot of times we always assume that you know when they do this, this means.They're thinking like this. No, it's not like that.
有时候我们会先假设说他们如此做，因为就是他们如此去想。
If we listen to them,
要是我们聆听
，we will be able to understand them.
我们才会理解。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ always understood that everyone that he has spoken to and during his ministry.
就像耶稣在传道的过程中，他理解每一个人，他传福音的人。
But one mistake parents make that when we agree with when we listen to a person, we think it's the same thing as agreeing with them.Listening, right? Sometimes listening is not equal to agreeing with a person.
They think they're agreeing.
Listening, right? When we listen to a person, it doesn't mean we're agreeing with that person.
那有当我们聆听一个人，并不代表我们去会我们是认同那个人。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, he listened to many, many different stories.
就像耶稣，他听了很多的故事。
But he doesn't mean he agreed with every single one of them.
但是并不代表耶稣他认同每个人的想法。
So the same thing as parents, when we listen to our children, doesn't mean that oh we are agreeing with them.
就像父母亲，当我们聆听的时候，并不代表着我们就认同。
The main thing that we listen to them because we want to understand them more who they are.
要聆听的目的是要了解他们是什么人。
Same thing when we develop a relationship with our fellow brethren.
就同样的，我们在 弟兄姐妹之间的关系也是如此。
Do not make a mistake thinking that you know if you listen to someone, sit and listen to them, this means we agree with them. No, it's not that way.
千万不要觉得，当我们坐下来聆听某人的时候，我们要就要认同他们的观点。
That's why it's important. Don't let our feelings block our ears.
所以不要让我们的感觉来。
Another word, if our children, for example, we find out that they've been smoking marijuana.
那换句话来说，要是我们发现我们的孩子在抽大麻的时候，
and we found that marijuana in their room.
我们或者在他们的房间里面找到大麻。
So when we see them, all we do is yell and scream at them.
当我们看到他们的时候，我们立刻就是大吵大叫的时候。
Then we are not listening to them.
那我们就并没有在聆听。
So because of if we don't listen to them, we don't never know how long they've been smoking marijuana and where they get the marijuana from, and all this information are very important for us to know.
这样子的话，我们就没有办法吸收到一些重要的资讯，就好像他们大麻哪里来的，抽了多久。
Let's turn the book of Proverbs chapter 21.
请翻到箴言21章。
The book of Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言21章。
21 verse 30.
21章的30节。
13节，对不起。 21 verse 13.
21章13节。
Whoever shut his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard.
谁而不听穷人哀求的，他将来呼求也不蒙应允。
This is a very wonderful saying.
这句话描述得很好。
Whoever shut his ear to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard.
那些塞住耳朵不听别人哀求的，他自己的哀求也不会被听。
For example, when your children are young.
举个例，要是你们的孩子还年轻的时候。
And they always want, when they are young, they always want to talk to you.
小时候他们都会想跟你们多讲话。
Especially when they have done something in school, they draw a picture. They did something for you. They always say, "Mama, Daddy, look at this. Look at this."
有时候他们在学校做了一些劳作，他们带回来想给你们看的时候。
But we as parents sometimes say, "Oh, you know, okay, we'll see you later. Or you know, mommy's busy, or daddy's busy."
但是要是我们只是敷衍他们说，哦，我们很忙，哦，好好好，就这样。
But rather, that is the best time to develop a relationship with them.
但是相反的，其实这是最好的一个时机。So
when they're young, they're going to want to talk to us.
小的时候，他们愿意跟我们交谈。But
what happened when they get older?
但是他们长大之后呢？
We also, when they get older, when they do something, we want to talk to them.
有时候我们，当他们长大之后，我们做父母的想跟他们讲话。But
they do not want to talk to us.
他们就不想跟我们讲话。So
this verse is very important. If we do not hear the one who cried, but when we cry ourselves, they're not going to hear us also.
所以这句话讲得很好，要是我们不听别人的，别人也不会听我们的。So
that's why when we talk about understanding our children, we need to develop a relationship since we are young with them.
因此要建立好的亲子关系，要从小开始。We
always have to take the time to talk to them, develop a relationship with them.
我们要花时间跟他们建立关系。So
when they get older, we can talk to them just like friends.
当他们长大之后，才可以像朋友一样的关系来交谈。And
understanding what they say.
可以理解他们所思所想。
To understand a person, we need to understand what they say.
要了解一个人，要了解他们所说的。
For example, when the children say, "I am bored," this does not mean they are bored.
当一个小孩子说，哦，我很无聊，但这并不代表他们无聊。
When they say, "I am bored," this means they feel empty inside.
当他们说我很无聊的时候，其实是说他内心里面很空虚。
Even though they have many toys to play with, many games to play with, if they say they are bored, this means inwardly, they cannot be satisfied.
即使他们有很多的玩具，但是他们里面却是空的。
So, in other words, understand what they say.
因此，要理解他们所说的话。
Let's go to Luke chapter 10.
请翻在路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10, verse 42.
路加福音第十章的42节。
10, verse 42.
第十章42节。
But one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
We know this is the time that Martha and Mary were serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道那时候马大跟玛利亚在侍奉。
But Martha is the one when she served, she was complaining to Jesus.
但是马大在服侍的过程中，她在抱怨。
But there was a time when she complained, our Lord Jesus Christ understand exactly what she's trying to say to him.
当马大抱怨的时候，耶稣了解他其实要说的是什么。
Of course, what she's saying, why do you love Mary more than me?
他说的就是为什么你爱玛利亚比我更多呢
Why Mary you allowed to sit down and listen to your word and I'm the one that's serving you
为什么玛利亚可以坐下来听你的道但是我要忙来忙去
But if our Lord Jesus Christ did not listen to her and then he would not understand what she had to say
但要是耶稣没有好好听他讲的话他没有办法理解他
And another important point we have to pay attention to the message and not the messenger
很重要的是我们要聆听他们所说的话
So when a person speaks We have to really listen to what they have to tell us
当他们说的时候我们要很认真地去了解他们要说的其实是什么
Just like when our children try to speak to us at a time Try to understand what are they saying to us
当他们当有时候有人跟我们谈话的时候我们要认真去了解他们背后的意思是什么
Because children think very different than those of us than of adults
孩子的思想 跟成人 有不太一样的地方
And we cannot assume what we think and what they think and is exactly the same thing Most of the time it's very different
我们不能假设我们的他们的思想跟我们的一样很多时候都是不一样的
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29
请翻到箴言的29章
29 verse 11
29章11节
Proverbs 29 11
29章11节
A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back.
愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。
So another word would be say, we pay attention to the messenger and not the message and not the messenger. This means we take time just to listen to them. We don't need to say much.
这边的意思就是说，我们要注意的是他们要讲的话，而不是他的这个人。所以我们要花时间去聆听。
If you listen to a person, all of a sudden they say one word and then we say 10 words, this means we're not truly listening to them.
要是当那个人只讲了一句话，但是我们却回了十句话的时候，我们就不是真正的在聆听。
And for sure, we do not understand why, because we not listen to them. And how can we understand if we not listen to them?
那这样子，我们也没有办法去理解他们。
And then another one is that again, don't let the feelings block our ears.
那第二点就是说，不要让我们心里的感受来挡住我们的耳朵。
A lot of time we use our feelings, right? We use our feelings to judge a person why we speaking to them.
当我们去论断一个人的时候，我们常常是用自己的心里面的感觉。
For example, we hear something bad about brothers and sisters.
就好像要是我们有听到一些谣言关于弟兄姐妹的。
And the minute we talk to that person, even though that person never do anything wrong to us.
那当我们在跟那个人交谈的时候，即使他并没有得罪过我们。
But the minute we sit down and speak to him, we already make judgment in our mind and mind that, oh, we don't like this person because we heard something bad about them.
那当我们坐下来跟那个人谈的时候，我们脑子里面都已经有一个先入为主的观点。
But it should not be this way.
但是不应该如此。
If the person never do anything wrong to you, this means when you speak to that person, you need to judge that person.The way he have treated you.
那要是那个人并没有得罪过我们的话，那我们论断一个，我们去判断一个人的时候，应该根据他们跟我们的交流。
Don't listen to every story that you have heard previously.
并不要根据那些谣言。
That's why, as a minister, sometimes when you go to different places.
作为传道人，我经常要跑不同的地方。
Of course, you hear many, many stories.
我们会听到很多的故事。
And sometimes this is the time that I thank God I don't speak too much Chinese, right?
那我这其实是我很感谢神的是，我并不讲太多的中文。
We have mostly Chinese members.
因为大部分的都是我们的信徒都是讲中文的。
So when you listen to many, many stories, you become so discouraged.
因为当你要是听太多这些故事的时候，也会感到沮丧。
Of course, most of the stories are not so positive.
因为大部分的故事都并不是正面的。
So when you talk to that person that the other person talking about already, you make the judgment in your mind that, oh, this brother is not too good and that sister is not too good. And this is a really bad way of doing things.
要是我们已经有了先入为主的观念的话，在跟那些弟兄姐妹交谈的时候，就变得很困难。
So this means if you really want to develop good relationship or understand a person, don't let feelings, all these feelings we have from the previous or listen to somebody else, block our ears to hear this person.
因此，当我们要真正去了解一个人的时候，不要让这些先入为主的观点来蒙蔽了我们的眼睛。
If you hear somebody talk bad about this person,
要是我们听到了关于某人不好的事情的时候
the best way to do is go talk to that person to see how that person is.
那最好的方式就直接去那个跟那个人交谈，看看那个人真正是什么样的。
And most of the time, you realize actually this person is not as bad as the other person is talking bad about that person.
那很多时候，大部分时候你们都会发现，其实这个人并没有别人说的那么糟糕。
Then you realize all these things that happen because of miscommunication.
所有这些发生，一切会发生的，其实只是一个误解罢了。
So with our children, the same thing.
孩子也是如此。
Maybe have many feelings, you know, what our children is doing, but.Take the time to talk to them, listen to them, so we can understand them.
也许我们对孩子过去的所作所为都有一些想法、看法，但是我们要静下来，好好的去聆听。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
请翻到箴言十八章。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13.
十八章的十三节。
He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him.
未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧与羞辱。
This is a very good verse for those of us who want to develop good relationship with our fellow brethren or with our children.
对于想跟弟兄姐妹建立好关系的人来说，这个是一个很好的经节。
Because it says here, he who answers a matter before he hears it is folly and shame to him.
这边说未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
So a lot of people, when we hear bad things about people, but if you did not talk to that person yet, did not make judgment.
这边意思就是说，当我们听到别人负面的东西，但是我们自己还没有亲身去验证的时候，先不要说，不要认识所有人。
Because most of the time, the way we talk that person will make a big mistake by judging them first.
因为这样子的话，我们会犯了一个很大的错误，就是先入为主。
And then we need to understand what's on their mind.
我们要去了解他们所思所想。
This is more difficult things for us to do, especially develop relationship with another person.
但是在人际关系当中，这也是非常困难的一点。
For example, as wife and husband, maybe you've been married 30, 40 years.
作为夫妻，有时候我们已经结婚三四十年。
Do you understand what's on that person's mind?
你们真的了解在对方心目中，他们心里面想的东西吗？
Well, maybe I've been married over 10 years. I still don't understand what's on my wife's mind.
像我已经结婚快十年了，但是我还不能完全了解我太太心里面的所思所想。
And I studied people for many years.
Right?
And I studied people for many years.
我也研究人性很多年。
So this means it's very difficult. We need really the wisdom from God.
因此我们需要从神来的智慧。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, when he talked to people, he always understand what's on their mind without them telling him.
就像主耶稣，他一直都很了解对方的所思所想。
Why? Because even the person themselves did not understand what's on their mind.
即使那个人本身还不知道自己的所思所想。
Especially our children.
就像我们的孩子
How can our children understand what's in their mind?
孩子如何可以知道他们自己真正想要的是什么
If they cannot understand what's in their mind, how can we understand what's going on in their mind?
要是他们自己都不懂的时候，我们如何会懂呢
If you go to, let's go to Matthew chapter 22.
请翻到马太福音的二十二章
Verse 21.
二十一节
This is a really great example how Lord Jesus Christ always knows people's mind.
这个是一个很好的例子，主耶稣如何永远都知道别人的所思所想。
Matthew 22, verse 21.
马太福音二十二章二十一节。
They said to him, Caesar. They said to him, Caesar, and he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
他们说是凯撒的。耶稣说这样，凯撒的物就归凯撒，神的物就归神。
And this is the time that the Pharisee and the scribe want to trick our Lord Jesus Christ.
那时候法利赛人与文士他们想陷害耶稣。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ understands exactly what's on their mind, then he cannot be tricked.
但是因为他真正了解他们背后的目的跟他们所想。
So this is why it's important we try to understand our children.
因此我们同样的也很重要，要了解孩子。
If you understand exactly what's on their mind, then they can never trick us as parents.
那要是我们真正知道孩子所思所想的，我们也不会被小孩有时候气到。
Because parents most of the time are the last person to know exactly what your children are doing.
有时候父母亲是最后一个人知道我们孩子所作所为的。
Because as a young person, I work with a lot of young people.
我过去有跟很多年轻人辅导过他们。
And sometimes because a young person doing something that is really really bad, so I have to share with their parents.And so when I share this with the parents just totally in shock. They're like, it cannot be, right? It cannot be.
有时候这些孩子做了一些很坏很坏的事情，我要跟他们的父母亲说的时候，他们是完全的惊讶。
For example, I share that some churches, the younger people would gather together, right? And drink and smoke, right? This is their fellowship.
那我也分享过，有一些在有一些教会，有一些年轻人会聚在一起抽烟喝酒，这就是他们的团契。
And some of them even gather together to watch something dirty like pornographic and things like that.
那有一些也会聚集起来看一些淫亵的东西。
As older members, can we believe this?
作为老一辈的信徒，你们会相信吗
？If you are the parents who are the children who are involved in this kind of stuff, can you believe it?
作为他们的父母亲会相信吗？
Oh, it's very hard to believe.
那是很难相信的。
Actually, I myself is also is very hard to believe. Why? Because these are church members.
作为我自己也会觉得很难相信，因为这些都是信徒。
But believe it or not, it happened more often than we think.
但是他们实在有发生。
So that's why when we develop a relationship with the younger people.
因此，跟年轻人建立关系的时候。
And try to understand our children.
要理解我们孩子的时候。
Really try to think what is going through their mind, what kind of situation is going through their mind.
试图去了解他们。脑子里面的所思所想。
And before we can understand what's in their mind, we need to pay very close attention.
在我们可以了解他们之前，我们要先很要注意。
Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 16.
请翻回箴言十六章。
Verse 20.
二十节。
16 verse 20.
十六章二十节。
Chapter 16 verse 20.
十六章二十节。
He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he.
谨守训言的必得好处，倚靠神的必为有福。
Most important, when we talk to a person, we want to understand them. We want to understand what's on their mind. We need to pay attention.
我们要了解一个人，我们要先去注意。
Because the Bible says, "He who heeds the word wisely will find good."
因为这边说，谨守训言的必得好处。
But if we don't listen to a person as they talk to us, then we can never have the wisdom to answer the difficulty that they're going through and to understand what's exactly what's on their mind.
有时我们没有注意专注去聆听对方所讲的，我们就没有办法去了解。
I think a lot of time, husband, guys in general, we don't do a good job in paying attention.
那在大部分情况下，男生在这方面并不是很擅长。
Because every time maybe our wives talk to us or our mother talk to us, we just like say, oh, yeah, whatever, whatever. We're just watching TV, right? We don't really pay attention.
有时候像太太或者是母亲跟我们讲话的时候，我们都会敷衍过去。
And then our wife usually tests us. What did I say?
然后太太有时候就会考验一下我们问，我刚才讲了什么。
Of course, we have no idea what our wife has said, but we try to make up things that even make it worse.
那有时候当然我们完全都没有听，所以就会试图去编造一些东西，那只会让事情越来越糟。
Because guys, by nature, we're not good listeners.
因为男生在他们就天性并不是一个很好的聆听者。
Pay attention too much what our wife have to say to us.
尤其他们不会分很多的精神去聆听太太所讲的。
If our children talk us about certain things, as fathers, sometimes we really don't pay good attention.
有时候孩子要跟父亲讲一些事情的时候，父亲并没有分很多的心思去聆听。
That's why we need to really work on this point.
我们一定要很认真的去改善这一点。
For me, because I worked before in the world, so I always listen to people. So with my wife and I think I do a good job listening.
那因为我过去是做辅导的工作，我经常的聆听别人，所以我想我在我婚姻当中是做的不错的。
And sometimes even pretending listening is better than not listening and not pretending at all.
那有时候装着好像有聆听，也比完全不聆听好。
But if we one trick for brothers, right, for guys, if your wife say something.Couple minutes later, just repeat what she said, and then she think, "Oh, he's really listening."
那这是给弟兄的一个很好的建议啊！要是你们的太太讲一些东西的话，几分钟之后重复他们所说的，那他们就会觉得你们有在聆听。
But actually, it's not a trick. If we do this all the time, we get used to it. So this means every time she says something, this means in our mind we have to repeat what she says, so we remember exactly.
这其实也是一个很好的方式，让我们的脑。让我们习惯，慢慢习惯，也脑袋里面可以反复的去练习他们所说的话。
Because with my wife and I can tell her what she said to me 10 years ago.
像我们夫妻当中，我可以记得我太太十年前跟我讲的话。
And for her, she have no ideas. Like that's what I say to you. I say yes. She say that.
我太太甚至都已经不记得，但是我还记得清清楚楚。
So this way, she always know that I'm paying attention to her. So every time she talks to me, she will definitely get my 100% divine attention.
那所以因为这样子，她也知道。当他讲话的时候，我会完全聆听。
So if we want to have good relationship with our spouse, pay attention.
因此我们要在夫妻之间有好的关系的话
If you want to have a good relationship with our children, pay attention.
要是我们跟孩子之间有好关系的话也要去专注去聆听
That's why the second one is acknowledge what is being said.
那第二点就是要认同他们所讲的话
So in other words, if they say something,We say something back, right? This acknowledge what being said.
哦，意思就是说，他们讲一些话的时候，我们也要讲回一些话来回应他们。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 23.
请看箴言十五章。
A man has joys by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is.
15:23, 口善应对，自觉喜乐。话和其实何等美好。
So, but if you don't pay attention, we can never acknowledge what being said.
要是我们没有去专注去听的时候，就不知道要如何去回应。
So when a spouse asks us, "What do I say? What did I say?" and then we know exactly, you know, we pay attention, we acknowledge what's being said to us.
要是我们有专注去听的时候，那要是我们的配偶问我们他们讲了什么时候，我们就可以知道怎么回应。
Because in verse 23, says, "A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is."
因为23节说，口善应对，自己喜乐，和话和其实何等美好。
So this is very important for a part of understanding one another and understanding our children.
这也是要理解我们周围的人的一个很重要的。方式
And then next one is name the feeling.
那下一点就是要把那个感觉讲出来。
So if our children say something to us, we have to say, "Is this how you feel? Is this how you feel?"
那当我们孩子跟我们讲了一些之后，我们要去确认说，哦，这就是你们感觉的吗
？You'd be surprised when you think what you think they are feeling, but.Most of the time, they are not feeling the way you think they are feeling.
因为你会很惊讶，当你这样子问他们的感觉如何的时候，你会发现你所觉得的跟他们所觉得是不一样。
But if we say we try to name the feeling what they're going through as the children, then they can tell you exactly what they're feeling.
因为你真的很着重的去问他们，你们感觉的是什么时候，他们就会告诉你们他们感觉。
That's why most of the time in therapy, this is the famous thing that we do all the time. How do you feel?
在治疗的过程中，这是非常重要的一部分。
It doesn't matter what the client said. On the end, he said, "How do you feel about that?"
就无论那些患者他们感觉如何，最后你要是问他们说你们感觉怎么样
？But it works a lot of time.
那是很有帮助。
Because when you ask them this question, they will tell you how they feel.
因为当你问这个问题的时候，他们就回答你，他们觉得如何
？And how they feel is the problem, the solution to the problems that they have.
因为他们如何去感觉其实就是可以解决他们问题的一个方式
But for our children, how they feel, we can find a way to have solution for them.
因为当他们告诉我们他们如何去想的时候我们就可以帮他们想办法去解决
And the last one is all kinds of praise for our children.
最后一点就是一些错误的赞美
Sometimes we think, you know, praise is always good.
有时候我们也会觉得称赞永远都是好的。
But this, when we praise a person, right, it's not what we, it's not what you say, it's the way we say it.
因为其实要赞美一个人，并不是你说了什么，而是你是如何去说。
So this as example, if a wife, you know, if your wife trying to lose weight.
比如说要是你的太太要减肥的话。
And she say, "Oh, wow, you know, I have lost 5 pounds this month."
要是他说哦，我这个月已经减了5磅。
But then you say, "Oh, 5 pounds is good, but I should lose another 5."
要是你说哦，5磅很好，但是要再减5磅就更好了。
And for sure, this praise is not a good praise.
那当然，这个赞美并不是很好的赞美。
Because in her mind, she did not hear that. Oh, it's good that you lost 5 pounds. All she heard is that you need to lose another 5 pounds.
因为对方所听到的只是前半句哦，那减了5磅很好。他所听到的是后半句，那可以再减5磅就更好了。
And many times, parents.Make this kind of mistake, especially with Asian parents.
那父母亲有时候也会犯这样的错误。
I remember if I come home with a B plus, my parents would complain, "Why didn't you get at least an A minus?" Right? They can never be satisfied in that way, you know.
我记得我的父母亲要是我拿到 B 加的时候回家，他们就会问我说，为什么你不能拿一个 A 减呢
？So because of this, I have no motivation to do better next time. I don't because I just, you know.
因为如此的话，我下一次就没有再有动机去做得更好。
So when we praise a person,
当我们赞美一个人的时候
，it's really, really important because they remember the rest of their life.
因为这个赞美可以让他们可能下半生都会记得。
I remember when I was in high school and one teacher said, "Oh, Woody, you have such nice teeth, right?"
那我记得我在高中的时候，有一个老师赞美我的牙齿。
And from then on, I always take care of my teeth.
那从那以后，我一直都是很保护我的牙齿。
And remember one sister, Han, she wore a nice sweater, and we like, wow, your sweater is very nice.
那我记得。Is a sister wearing nice?
Yeah, sister wearing a very nice sweater.
啊，有一个姐妹啊，穿了一个很好的毛衣，然后我们就赞美她说，你的毛衣很漂亮。
And then Han and I just say, wow, your sweater is very nice.
我们就啊，我跟我太太都会赞美她的赞美。
And then the next five Sabbaths, you keep wearing the same sweater.
那在下面接下来的连续五个星期，她都是穿同样的衣服。
Because when you praise a person, really, it really touches their heart, make them feel good.
要是赞美可以感动一个人的心，会让他们感觉很好。
So when you pray a person, do not say, "Okay, this is it, but right, but you need to do this," and then it would not be a praise.
当我们赞美一个人的时候，不要只是赞美，然后就不过，千万不要这样说。
Like lately, I've been worried that you know I'm going bald. I've been losing hair. I've been thinking too much.
我最近就有点在担心，说我会头发会。脱得很快。
And this morning, my wife said, oh, "Rudy, you have such nice hair."
那今天早上，我太太就说：“哦，你的头发真好。
”And this morning, I actually take time to comb my hair more.
那今天早上，因为这样子，我就花更多的时间在梳我的头发。
So to praise one another is very wonderful, especially to our children.
那赞美对方是非常重要，尤其是对我们的小孩子。
Praise them, and then if you want them to do better, don't just okay.No, you lost 5 pounds, but you have to lose another 5. Don't put it in the same sentence.
当我们赞美一个人的时候，不要把正面的跟负面的放在一起。
But rather say, okay, you know, you lost 5 pounds. That is wonderful, but I know definitely you can do better.
Like、或者你应该换句话说，你减了5磅很好，但是你应该可以做得更好。
So gain 5 pounds is very positive.
那减了5磅是很好的事情。
And you say, I think you can do better, is also very positive.
那下一句，我觉得你可以做得更好，也是正面的。
So when we praise people, this is the way to do it.
要是我们要赞美人的时候，这才是要做的方式。
So this afternoon we can continue to go through this topic, understanding our children.
那今天下午我们会继续这个专题。
But keep in mind, the way we can understand our children, also we can understand one another as human beings.
但请记住，当我们可以理解孩子的时候，这样同样的方式，我们可以理解弟兄姐妹。
Let's try number 61, hymn 67.
请唱诗67首。
67.